Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm Brendan.
Hello, I'm Echo.
And in today's elementary lesson, we are going to tell you how to turn down food gracefully.
Hey, 服务员，我要这个。
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
那我要那个。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
哎，服务员，我要这个。
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
那我要那个。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
Okay, we're back. Let's go over this, just read through it and see what's going on in this dialogue.
Hey, 服务员，我要这个。
Hey, 服务员，我要这个。
Hey, waiter or waitress, I want this.
Hey, 服务员，我要这个。
Hey, waiter or waitress, it's gender neutral, I want this.
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
哎哎哎。这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
Hey, hey, no, I'm not going to eat that. The last time I had that, I got diarrhea.
哎哎哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
Hey, 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 this one I don't eat or I'm not going to eat. The last time I ate it, I got diarrhea.
那我要那个。
那我要那个。
Then I want that.
那我要那个。
Well, then I'll have one of those. I want that.
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
I'm not going to have that one either. That'll give me diarrhea too.
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
This one I also am not going to eat. It also will give me diarrhea.
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
Then I guess one of these.
那我要这个吧。
Then I want this.
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
不不不，这个也拉肚子。
No, 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 that's diarrhea too.
不不不，这个也拉肚子。
No, no, no.That one also will give you diarrhea, or that one also means diarrhea.
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
Then what are you doing even bringing me to this restaurant?
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
Then taking me to this restaurant, what are you doing? Why did you bring me here?
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
就是告诉你吃了这些都拉肚子。
I just wanted to tell you, all of this will give you diarrhea.
就是告诉你吃了这些都拉肚子。
So, just to tell you, if you eat these, you'll get diarrhea from any of them. So, you may have noticed that he's saying 告, which is to tell. What he means is 告诉。Mm-hmm. But in fast speech, especially here in Beijing,、mm-hmm. people tend to say 告。
告诉你。
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
Alright, now let's go back and listen to the dialogue again, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about grammatically what's happening here.、
哎、服务员，我要这个。
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
那我要那个。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
哎，服务员，我要这个。
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
那我要那个。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
All right, we're back, and there are a couple of things that bear mentioning here. The first one is...
上回吃了拉肚子。
上回。
Now, you may have learned last time or next time as
上次。
This is the same. In this context, 上回、上次 are the same thing. If you want to say next time,
下回
it's exactly the same as saying
下次。
So, don't worry about that. Right, now the last thing is the woman says, why did you even take me here? And the way she says why there is
干嘛。
Now, you've probably learned why already as a different word.
为什么。
And that is indeed, that's the more general why. 干嘛 is more irritated. The full sentence there is, you take me here, 干嘛, right? It's going at the end of the sentence.
对。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛?
If you were asking the same question with 为什么, if she weren't quite so annoyed.
那你为什么带我来这儿?
So 干嘛 is more used in speech.It's more used when you're annoyed, and if you're really annoyed, as this woman is, you put it at the end of the sentence, and that just really emphasizes it.
对。
Now, you could use it in the same order as you would 为什么? You could say,
那你干嘛带我来这儿?
But if you're really irritated, you're going to put it at the end of the sentence for a stronger feeling.
你带我来这儿干嘛?
All right, now let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time just to make sure we've got everything.
哎，服务员，我要这个。
哎，这个我不吃，上回吃了拉肚子。
那我要那个。
哎，这个我也不吃，也拉肚子。
那我要这个吧。
啊，不不不，这个也拉肚子。
那你带我到这个饭店来干嘛？
就是告诉你吃的这些都拉肚子。
Anyway, so today's lesson...Hopefully you won't have occasion to use it, but if you do have to use it, and it happens to the best of us, now at least
you know... At least you know how to say it.
Now at least you know how to say it.
Yeah.
I believe we have run on for long enough today, but if you have any questions, what should you do?
Sure, write to me at echo@pubofchinese.com or just post on the site.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, okay. So, have a good time.
Have fun.